And April 19th, 1977, I just went to a comedy club with a couple of people because I didn't like, I'm not a dancer and I'm not a drinker. Disco was all the rage. I'm not a sports guy, you know, so I didn't get together with friends and play basketball once a week. I'm not a gambler, so I didn't have a poker game to go to. So we went to this comedy club, which was, this was the beginning of the boom in the mid 70s. And it was kind of fun. And the host, I'm from Toronto, Canada, the host of the club said, you know, if you're an amateur and you want to try this out after midnight on Mondays, you can come up and do 5 minutes or 3 minutes. I can't remember what it was. And somebody at the table went, you should go. And I went, oh, yeah, okay. And part of my ADHD is acting impulsively without even thinking of the ramifications, which I believe is a good everybody should try this. I think we get in our own ways too much. We overthink things. I think, you know, Nike is right when they say just do it. But my idea was to just get on stage. You know, they said, you should get up. And I said, okay, thinking without any preparation, the funny thing will be that the Mark Breslin, who was the host of Yuck Yucks at the time, will say, ladies and gentlemen, Howie Mandel, and Howie Mandel will come on stage. I'll come on stage. And that's the joke, because I'm not a comedian and I don't have an act.
Right.
But my friends will be there. A couple of friends will be there and it'll just be funny. I didn't think it through. And what happened was they went, ladies and gentlemen, Howie Mandel. And I walked out and, you know, you got the traditional smattering of applause. Nobody even knows who I am. And I walk out there. And as you know, as being a performer, you know, I'm blinded by the light of the you know, it's a small club, 150 people. I'm blinded by the spotlight. But I look down in front, you can see the front rows, and there's two rows of strange faces. These weren't my friends, of people that are looking up at me going, well, right. do something, funny boy. Right. And then I got terrified, you know, horrified. You know, it was like that dream when you show up at a party and you realize you're naked, you know? So, and then if you look at my old, if you look at my old videos, I realized, okay, so the joke, my joke personally didn't go over. I got to come up with something. So let me think really fast on my feet. I start going, okay, I'm going to think of, and that was just horror. Right. And they started giggling at me being horrified. And I started getting laughter at my, okay. And I didn't know. And I felt like, what, are my pants split? Is there something going on? And I started asking them, what? No, tell me what? And then even like, and then they weren't saying anything. And I would say things like, oh, please don't laugh. It's throwing me off. You know, please, from a comedy stage, I'm saying, please don't laugh. It's throwing me off. And then as you've alluded to, you know, I have OCD and all these things. And I had it way back then. And I was carrying latex gloves for fear of maybe having to enter a public restroom. I put my hands in my pocket and I grabbed there was a rubber glove and I had nothing to do. And I just, for whatever reason, no thought. And no preparation, I pulled it over my head and my nose and I started breathing. The fingers were going up and down and the audience was just roaring. And so I inflated it with my nose. I blew it out and popped off my head. The audience roared and I went, good night. And I walked off stage and Mark was there. He goes, you got to come back tomorrow. I said, for what? He goes, do it again. And I said, do what? He said, what you did. And what I realized was in that moment of terror was the first time I was very cognizant of being in the now. So anything that I worry about in life, in that moment when I was terrified about maybe hopefully coming up with something amusing and entertaining these strangers, in that moment, I wasn't worried about getting sick. I wasn't worried about germs. I did something, whether I understood what exactly it was that I was doing, was eliciting laughter from other people. So it was my first form of real communication and engaging with strangers. And I didn't aspire to be a comedian. I didn't aspire to be in show business. If I could, and I'm honest with you now, if I could like once or twice a week, you know, just walk into a club, I don't give a shit if I'm a waiter, you know, a stock boy or whatever. If I had that twice a week, I promise you that is the panacea and my need. You know, the fact that I've had some success is, you know, I chalk up to luck, but I need to do this. In fact, it's more apparent now than it has ever been. It's since April 19th, 1977, up until 1 year ago this week that we're talking, I think the longest stretch of time, and it might have been because I was sick or something, or had, you know, was on location where there wasn't something, maybe 2 weeks, maybe three would be a stretch to say that 3 weeks I was the longest time that I had never been on stage in front of strangers.
Isn't that funny? Yeah, I said the same thing because I, you know, started doing book reports in the third grade, and I got, you know, birthday parties, and it was the same way. I'd never gone more. I went for 1 month when Audrey and I got married for our honeymoon, but up to that, never more than 2 weeks off stage. And it has not been easy. And people who are on stage, who are not on stage, they don't understand that.
Well, they don't. And, you know, I don't know if you feel the same way, but I didn't realize until this pandemic that it wasn't only fun, and it is a necessity for me. And that is my connection. And just like people have to go, and I do too, you know, I got to go talk to my therapist. I need that. And that is my lifeline. I realized that that live audience is my lifeline, regardless of anything you see me do, whether I'm hosting, you know, judging on AGT or hosting Deal or No Deal or doing Bobby's World. The one solid thing that I've constantly done is stand up.